The Injured Senior Podcast is here to help. Like it or not, the senior and elderly population is vulnerable to negligence committed by medical professionals, nursing homes, assisted living facilities, pharmaceutical and medical device companies, insurance companies, and everyday individuals and businesses. Your host, Steve Heisler, creator of the National Injured Senior Law Center, has been advocating for seniors' rights for over 30 years and is bringing you answers to your questions. This is the Injured Senior Podcast.
Folks, this is Steve Heisler, and I am speaking with bankruptcy expert Ron Drescher, and you are listening to the Injured Senior Podcast. Now, Ron, you mentioned Chapter 13. Can you explain to our listeners the difference between a Chapter 7 bankruptcy and a Chapter 13 bankruptcy?
Absolutely, and it's an important difference. Chapter 7 is what is typically called straight bankruptcy, where you file your bankruptcy papers, there's a trustee appointed who wants to see if you have any assets that could be sold to pay creditors. He's not, he or she, not a bad person, not a hostile person, typically. It depends upon the trustee. They're all different. They're human beings, so they're going to respond to things differently. They're not out to stop you from getting your bankruptcy. They're not going to come to your house and look at your stuff. They just want to see if you have assets that can be sold to pay creditors. The vast majority of people who file bankruptcy do not have assets that can be sold to pay creditors, in which case that's called a no-asset bankruptcy case. So you meet the trustee 30 or 40 days after you file the bankruptcy. You have your lawyer with you. These days, they're all being done over Zoom. Hopefully, that will continue after the pandemic ends. After you meet with the trustee, creditors have 60 days to object to your bankruptcy. That almost never happens. You have to have committed some pretty serious fraud for there to be a legitimate objection to your bankruptcy, although there are some other less common reasons as well. If nobody objects to your bankruptcy within the 60 days after you meet with the trustee, the court will issue you a discharge order and close your case. So a typical Chapter 7 bankruptcy lasts 90 to 100 days. Once you get that discharge order, your dischargeable debts go away. Creditors can't call you, they can't sue you, they can't garnish your wages, they can't contact your friends or relatives, they can't do any action to collect a debt that was discharged. The court's not going to tell you which debts were discharged. That's up to you to discuss with your lawyer. But typically, all debts are discharged except student loans and fairly recent taxes. Domestic support obligations aren't discharged. Those are the primary categories of debts that are not discharged. So that's Chapter 7. It's a nice, short, compact process that lasts 90 to 100 days. And typically, your life looks the same after you get a discharge as it was before you filed, except that you don't have these nagging, stressful debts hanging over your head. That's Chapter 7. Chapter 13, I did a series of videos on my YouTube channel that discussed, there are about 9 or 10 reasons why you would file a Chapter 13 case. In a Chapter 13 case, you're making a payment every month to a Chapter 13 trustee who does not have the same rights and powers as a Chapter 7 trustee. Chapter 13 trustee really just wants to see if the plan that you're going to propose to manage your debts is acceptable. They're going to collect the money that you pay every month, and they are going to distribute that money to creditors under the provisions of the plan that you file and the bankruptcy code. like I said, there's like 9 or 10 reasons why you would file a Chapter 13. The main reasons are you've got too much equity in your property, so you want to buy that back because you want to keep your property. Or let's say you're behind on a car loan or a mortgage, and you want to catch that up because you want to keep the car, you want to keep the home. Chapter 13 allows you to do that. Or let's say you just make too much money and you're not allowed to be in Chapter 7 under the bankruptcy laws. So those are the main reasons why you would file a Chapter 13. But if you can get into a Chapter 7, that's the preferred course because it's cleaner, it's quicker, it's easier.
What happens if the hospital or, you know, the credit collection company for the hospital or for a medical professional or for the surgical center, what happens if they're calling while the debtor or the person who's filing the bankruptcy, they have contacted an attorney and they've decided that they're going to go ahead and file Chapter 7 and they paid the attorney and now the attorney is starting to starting the process of them filing Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. But the hospital or the collection agency is threatening them or telling them that they better pay. Do they have to pay if they've already started Chapter 7?
The short answer, Steve, is no, they don't have to pay. And in fact, if they've already hired an attorney, but creditors like medical providers or collection agents are harassing them, what they should do is they should say, I've hired Ron Drescher or whomever as my attorney. His number is 410-484-9000. Please direct all of your communications to his office. Once you tell the creditor or the collector those magic words, they have to stop bothering you. And they have the right then to talk to your lawyer. Otherwise, they're violating the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act.
Right, and that's another topic for another show.
That's right.
What happens if they're thinking about it? So they're getting hostile calls from the hospital collector or for the doctor collector. They're getting hostile calls and they're considering it. Should they start paying? Should they try to work out a payment plan while they're deciding? Or what's your recommendation?
I think before you pay a dime, you should find out your legal options. Because you might enter into a payment plan and for 3 or 4 or 5 months pay, $200 a month and then say, you know what, this $200 a month, it's really hurting me. I need to see a lawyer. So you'll call the lawyer and the lawyer will say, you are a great candidate for bankruptcy. And then you'll decide, yep, I'm going to file the bankruptcy. At that point, once you're committed to filing the bankruptcy and your lawyer tells you that you're a good candidate for bankruptcy, you should absolutely stop making those payments. But me, I'd rather you see the lawyer before you make the payments because in the scenario I just described, you've kind of wasted $1,000.
Right. Yeah.
Make that decision now. What I tell my clients is once you're committed to filing the bankruptcy and you know that you can file a bankruptcy that is going to give you relief from those debts, if you make a payment of $100, it's like taking that $100 bill, stepping into the bathroom, dangling that $100 bill over the toilet, dropping the bill in and flushing the toilet. That is exactly like what you have just done. And I can't imagine most people are in a position where they really want to be doing that to $100 bills.
I agree with that. Injured Senior Nation, you have to remember that money is definitely not scarce, but when you're retired and if you're living on a limited income, money is hard to come by. So you don't, as Ron said, want to drop a $100 bill in the toilet. So really, really consider your options when you are being faced with potentially being sued by the hospital or the medical debt collector. So that's really something you need to really ponder. And I thank you for that information, Ron. Now, if our listeners want to get in touch with you, if they have a bankruptcy question, or you know, I want to talk to you about something you discussed on today's podcast, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, I laid out my telephone number earlier in the show, 410-484-9000. My website is drescherlaw.com. That's drescherlaw.com. There's a lot of information there. You can fill out a form or fill out a chat if you're more comfortable doing that. And those are probably the best ways to reach me.
How about if they want to go to your YouTube channel or check you out on social media? How can they do that?
On Twitter, I'm at Ron Drescher. I've got a Facebook page for Drescher & Associates. I have a YouTube channel with over 200 videos.
That's 200 more videos than I have, Ron.
You know, I was into video for a while, and that's done well. Maryland bankruptcy lawyer, or MD bankruptcy lawyer. But if you Google Drescher video bankruptcy YouTube, you'll find me. If you Google Drescher video, you're going to get my cousin Fran's videos.
Well, they might prefer that over the Ron Drescher videos.
I know. They'll
probably get more laughs. And if they want to go to, if they want to check out Lyle Drescher's Lyle's YouTube page, how can they get to that?
Therapy Gecko. You'll find Lyle. He's all over the place.
Okay, and he's not affiliated with Geico. I just want to make sure.
Not at all. Although I expect they'll be calling him to set up an advertising campaign.
All right, Ron. Great stuff. Again, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for appearing on the show today.
My pleasure, Steve. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Injured Senior Nation, thanks for listening to today's episode. I want to again thank Ron Drescher, attorney, for appearing on the show today. A lot of good material. If you love the Injured Senior podcast, please go to your favorite podcast platform and give us a 5-star rating and review. We would appreciate that. If you want to share your story on an upcoming episode for anything that you think is relevant to the Injured Senior Nation, I'm sure we'd love to hear about it. And there's a chance that we'll have you on the podcast. So you can go to steve@injuredseniorhotline.com to get in touch with me. And I'll be sure to answer your email. And who knows, you could appear on the show. So until next week, my friends, I am so looking forward to next week's show. Stay safe, stay well, and I will talk to you soon. Goodbye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Injured Senior Podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, please rate, subscribe, review, and share on Apple, Google, or wherever you get your podcasts. Connect with us at InjuredSeniorPodcast.com and sign up for our newsletter. To find out more or to get help at any time, visit InjuredSeniorPodcast.com or call 855-622-6530. That's 855-622-6530.